nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Sa pamamagitan ng kanilang vlog, layo ng magkasintahan na si Kikai at Kenkoy na maging mabuting impluwensya sa kanilang manunood pagdating sa pag-ibig, relasyon at pamumuhay. Sa ating panayam, ibinahagi ng magpares ang kwento ng kanilang buhay at kung bakit pinapasok nila ngayon ang vlogging. Kasama natin ngayon sa SBS Filipino, si Kikai at si Kenkoy.
Hi, hello po.
Panalo, hello.
Ayan. Meron kayong vlog, tama ba?
Yes, we do, we do.
We've just started it. Actually, when we were driving my mom to the airport, she actually was the one that named us. Kasi Kikai na Kikai daw siya at Kenkoy daw ako kasi lagi ako makulit. So, we go, might as well just claim it. So, naging Kikai and Kenkoy. So, may hashtag na kami. Pero it's a bit...
So knowing my business-minded person, I automatically jumped into the, okay, meron tayong gagawa ng page, magkikain kenkoy na tayo, and it went on from there.
All right.
Before anything, let's talk about the backstory. Introduce yourselves, makilala nyo anong ginagawa nyo, gaano katagal na kayo dito sa Australia. Let's start with, ladies first, let's start with Kikai.
Okay, I have been here for about 22 years. We migrated in 97, and then... I have just been in sales. Anything that I can get my hands on, I sell. I did the 9-to-5 job where I was pretty much the manager and the CEO. I had staff. And then I said, you know, it's time for me. 5 years ago, I said, it's time for me to do something for myself now. And that's when the young entrepreneur started.
Tell me about the young entrepreneur.
Okay, so basically, it started off doing some networking. MLM, alam mo yan, I was selling anything I could get my hands on, and I was making money. And then once I sort of saw that there was progression in there, I automatically said, ayon, ito na gagawin ko. Tumigil ako ng 9-to-5, and I was working my own hours, I was working from home, I was working everywhere. Ang hours ko, it can be 22 hours a day I'm working. Tulog ako ng 2 hours.
I didn't get your full name though.
Emerald Stone.
Emerald Stone. Wow, parang artista yung pangalan. Okay. And tell me more about yourself.
A lot of people know me as the Kikai talaga. I am very bubbly. I'm friendly. I can be friends with you in less than 30 seconds. So I have that persona with people. And that's basically what you need to sort of be in the industry, right? Ako daw yung vice ganda ng Sydney, kiniklaim ko na. So ayun. Magaling ako mang okray.
Pero babae ka talaga. Tell me about yourself, Ken.
So, I've been in Australia since 89. We migrated here when I was 6 years old. Pero kasi sa bahay, bawal mag-English. Ang lola ko, napaka-strict. Pinapalo kami ng lola ko if we actually speak English at home. Sasabi niya, oh, nag-English ka na sa labas, mag-English ka pa sa bahay, mag-Tagalog ka, papaluin kami nun. So, that's how I learned how to speak Tagalog. So when I speak Tagalog and English, it's fluent. You can't even tell. So with that you said, so we've actually, Kikai, I've known for 21 years.
Anong kwento? Bakit kayo naging duo at the same time? Paano kayo nakakilala?
So 21 years ago, we used to have the same friends. We met back in high school. This was 1997, the day that I came to Australia. He was hanging out with the same friends. I was hanging around with the same group. We met by eye, but we really didn't speak. I think he had a girlfriend at the time, and I was one of the boys. And then 21 years later, January this year, he put me up on Facebook. He added me kasi ang mutual friends namin, like 85. So I was like, who is this guy? I had a boyfriend at the time, and I was selling everything to him, yeah? So when that happened, I'm like, I had a boyfriend and he knew that, he respected it. July, I broke up with my boyfriend and we've been together 2 months, but it feels like I've been with him for like 20 years. Yun ang story namin. And hindi na ako pinakabalan on our first date. Inuwi na ako sa bahay niya.
So magkasama na kayo.
Inuwi na nanay niya the next day.
Yung setup niyo is quite Western. Alam mo yun? Hindi masyado Filipino. Tinanggap ba ng mga magulang mo yan?
Actually, when he first met my mom, and she said, I don't know what they said, I can't remember, pero she gave him the blessing of having kids. 1 week or 2 weeks after, I can't remember. But it was quite quick. Kasi we're not young anymore. I'm 35, he's 37. So we're at a stage where we're like, we want to build a family, we want to have kids, we want to be together. Seryoso, honey. Alam mo yun? Pag alam mo, yeah? Yung love story na parang, oh my God, ayun ba yun? Nahanap ko na, imaginein mo, 21 years later kami pala.
Ito na yung forever mo.
Ay, siya na talaga.
Okay, Kikay, tell me, what do you do in your vlogs, Kikay and Kenkoy?
I promote businesses. For instance, I know TFC, I know Bajun Entertainment. I'm Kikay. I work for Kikay as a hairdresser as well. So I'm there 3-4 times a week. And then any time that I get, I would just focus on whatever business I have. I love what I do and I'm very passionate with what I'm doing. So parang hindi lang ako nagtatrabaho.
Sa vlog, ano yung ginagawa niyo ni Kenkoy?
Words of wisdom. So pag pinanood mo siya, go to Emerald Stone Facebook, prangkahan. Walang plastikan, walang kung ano yung nasa isip namin, sasabihin namin. Kung may gusto kaming pagalitan, sasabihin namin, not mentioning a name. So very, very sincere, very pranka. And most of the times we do vlogs when we're at home eating or when we're out eating. So people know us as just eating, right? Yung words of wisdom is being, for example, words of wisdom for today is be friendly, be happy, don't worry about any ganun. Yun yung concept namin.
Nowadays, nauuso na ang vlogging like yung ginagawa nyo. Binuo nyo yung vlogging na yan, not only dahil sinabi ng parents or ng mom ni Kenkoy. Ano yung deeper reason kung bakit?
That's mainly what we wanted to do is to influence. Kasi I'm already influencer as me. And him being with me, we have the same kalokohan, kakulitan. Nakahanap ako ng katapat ko sa lalaki lang. So, he has his own views as a guy. I have my own views. Especially when we talk about love life. Siyempre, ang lalaki hindi nagkasalita. So as soon as I put him on, I ask him questions, what do you think of this? And he will say it in a male's perspective and I will say it in a female's perspective. Nagtatalo kami sa vlog. Right? So you can see the reality in it. You can see that, you know, having a relationship, it's always about communications, respect and all that sort of stuff and love. Pag hindi kayo nag-work as a team, wala na eh. Right? So that's what we want to try and say to people na walang honeymoon stage. Araw-araw kami nag-aaway niyan, pero hindi kami natutulog ng magkagalit.
Kung gustong panoorin ng ating mga tagapakinig, yung inyong vlogs, anong dapat nilang i-type in?
Okay, so I've created a Facebook page. Kikay and Kenkoy talaga siya. I'm getting it put up on YouTube. I just really haven't had the time to sit down, but meron na kaming page. So kung hanapin nyo yan, may picture na kami doon.
Last question ko, paano nyo ba pinagdidiwang yung Pasko nyo dito sa Australia? For 21 years that you've been here.
Boring talaga.
Kasi so how do you usually spend it?
Family talaga. When just kahit sa bahay, we eat,
we yun, change ayun lang.
Kasi this is gonna be our first Christmas together. Eh. So it's gonna be, kaming dalawa lang nga kasi mama namin nasa Pilipinas.
Tsaka, mama ko nasa Pilipinas at the time, I think.
Yeah.
I can't remember. Basta kaming dalawa lang.
Tsaka yung baby namin.
How are you planning to spend it as your first Christmas?
We don't know yet. Baka magluluto lang kaming dalawa sa bahay.
No, I wanna spend it big.
I
want to give you like 20 gifts.
Ayun.
To open.
Then ano kasi siya, she's very
OCD.
OCD. Pag gising siya, lahat ng tao sa bahay gising. Para siyang bulldozer, lahat bulldozer niya. Doon nakakatawa.
Okay. One last question. Ano yung tradisyon natin mga Pinoy ang nami-miss niyo tuwing Pasko?
Yung kaguluhan.
Just the family gatherings, yeah. Yung mga
food of fight, yung mga pagkain, yung mga bata, yung ingay.
Samahan, yeah. Ng family talaga. Doon na nga kami sa Pilipinas eh. Yeah.
Pero next year baka doon kami mag-Christmas.
Sa 31 years ako nandito, hindi pa ako nakapag-Christmas sa Philippines. Pero I go every year kasi Mason ako eh. So we elect the Grand Master sa Pilipinas every year. So
I've been once maybe and I cried the entire time because I said, I'm crying because I'm so happy being here for Christmas. Yeah. My kuya, John, they had to pull me apart and say, wake up, we're having fun, this is not a crying moment. Huwag kang umiyak, magsaya tayo. Tapos nag-drum set sila, nag-karaoke na, and wala na yung lungkot ko. Kasi sabi ko, pagbalik ko na naman ng Australia, malulungkot na naman ako. Although I've been here for 21 yeah. years, hinahanap ko pa rin ang Pilipinas.
I want to experience Christmas there, so hopefully soon. Kasi we're planning to have a baby, so hopefully later on.
Teka lang, eto muna.
Hindi na pa alam yun.
Yung sising daw muna. Okay. Ayan, so abangan na lang namin sa vlog nyo yan. Maraming salamat, Kikay and Kenkoy.
Kenkoy, thank you so much for SBS Radio.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.